sports news skewered. The Sports Kebab.
Oh, Jarrett, we send it back to the Ak Chin Community Studios, an early edition of the Kebab this week.
I don't think I've ever done it at this particular time in the show, so this should be exciting.
Or disastrous.
Oh, could it be both? Why not both?
Sure.
This is the Sports Kebab brought to you by Paradise Ridge Dentistry. We don't just inject Novocaine, we inject fun. Text TOOTH to 620-620 to find out more about Paradise Ridge Dentistry. We will start out with some entertainment news because there was buzz all week after the first trailer for Toy Story 4 was released. Have either of you seen it?
No, I have
not.
No, I have not.
No. Dan, you see the trailer?
No, I have not.
Okay, this should go swimmingly then. Now, in the trailer, they introduced a new character called Forky. Have you seen this?
No.
Still have not seen it.
Well, no, I mean, maybe you saw the poster, maybe you saw a picture, maybe you know it all what I'm talking about. Well, let me explain it to you.
Yeah, please.
This is true. Forky, he is a small, white, anthropomorphic, talking spork with googly eyes and pipe cleaner arms, who charms the audience, learns some lessons, and then becomes commissioner of the NBA. And I thought that was a beautiful story. But Adam Silver is actually not the only kebab favorite in Toy Story 4. No. The main character, and I'm sure you've seen, if you've seen Toy Story, you know, is an old, folksy, simple-minded cowboy, completely made of wood and plastic. So congrats to Jerry Jones on his appearance in the film. Andy Reid is in the film. Okay, well, technically, he doesn't voice any of the characters, but he was used as the motion capture CGI body for Mr. Potato Head. So congrats, Andy. But the series has kind of changed since the original. 20 years ago, you could watch it, and it was revolutionary. It was entertaining. You would smile the whole time. Now, much more run-of-the-mill. Let's face it, it's kind of sad now. Whenever I see it, I cry. I'm sorry, no, that's U of A basketball I'm thinking of. U of A basketball. Yeah, for some reason, they're going ahead with the NCAA tournament this year, despite U of A missing it. Again. How could they do this? How can the committee rob Sean Miller of the opportunity of losing to a double-digit seed for the fourth year in a row? How could that happen? And look, I know I'm hard on Miller. And yes, he did miss the tournament again this season, has missed the tournament three times as many times as Lute Olson, Kevin O'Neill, and Russ Pennell combined. And yeah, he never made the Final Four despite tremendous talent. Sure, he got swept by Bobby Hurley this season and ASU. And okay. He's brought shame to the program and is being investigated and is a punchline even by his own fans. And I was sure there was a butt coming here somewhere, but wait a minute. No, I guess I didn't write a butt there. Yeah. Okay, yeah, Sean Miller did win a few Pac-12 titles in tournaments, but what has he ever actually done this time of year, the big tournament, other than, you know, yell and be sweaty? He is like the worst R.E.M. follow-up song, a shiny, angry person. But so are the way things go in Tucson, and to sum it up, because it can be confusing, Lute Olson built a program. Sean Miller bilked a program.
Ooh.
But let's forget about U of A, okay?
Poignant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
But let's forget about U of A, okay? Let's stop talking about U of A. No need to focus on them. I'm sorry, that was directed towards the FBI. But I'll continue this because the focus should be on something else, because this week is the greatest event in sports. It involves gambling, eating, basketball, and Charles Barkley, which, to be fair, could be any day. But this is the NCAA tournament. It's a big time of year for Dick Vitale, who not only appears on ESPN throughout the month, but provides jobs for countless puppeteers tasked for working the human Muppet hybrid that Dickie V has become. It's also a great time of year for stars and stars in the making. This tournament, for example, features guys named Lugans, Ja, and Zion, who, coincidentally, are also lyrics to George Harrison's My Sweet Lord. Ja and Zion. Lugans, Lugans. It's that time of year for upsets and Cinderellas, though as of now, there really hasn't been a major upset, to be fair. In fact, the only high seed to go down this week was the one Bill Walton planted in his hydroponic garden. But here we are on Friday, and ASU is still dancing. At least that's what I think Bobby Hurley is doing when he puts his arms behind his back and flails around like Mick Jagger during games. Hurley should be happy, though. ASU got a big win Wednesday in a game that was unique this season. It had the least amount of lead changes, it had the least amount of bad ref calls, and the least amount of blood vessels burst in Bobby Hurley's face. I guess those are probably related. I do feel bad for St. John's coach, Chris Mullen. Have you seen this guy?
Oh, yes.
Feel bad for him. He now has to return to his old job of pacing back and forth in front of an American flag with a helmet and crop.
Jeez.
Does he not look like an old like World War II? Speaking of the tournament.
Not what I would have said.
No? The Suns have signed NCAA legend Jimmer Fredette.
Jimmer!
Whoa, baby, Jimmer Fredette. I assume that was only after Adam Morrison passed and Joe Alexander was busy. Now, I don't mind the signing. It actually could be fun. Though he's still not a true point guard, right? He's still not a true point guard. In fact, the closest thing Jimmer is to a point guard is that he scores points and can't guard anyone. And finally, today is National Puppy Day. You guys know my stance on animals. They are
the worst.
Yes, thank you. But my wife, for years, always wanted a dog. And it was only till recently that she changed her mind. In her words, why do I need a hairy beast that does nothing but whine, slobber, eat, poop, and shed? When I have you, Jarrett. So there you go. Happy National Puppy Day.
Oh, the sports.
Thank you, Jarrett.
Jarrett Carlin at Jarrett GC on Twitter. JARRETTGC